who witnessed the child called the witness mother, the woman who breastfeed the baby and become his witness, she becomes his mother. Second, the woman's husband, who is the owner of the woman's milk, called the witness father. In the footnote, the owner of the woman's milk is the father of the child whom the milk was produced for. Now, witness is the one who feeds the baby by breastfeeding. Now, if she has milk breastfed, naturally she must have a newly born child, and up to age of 1 or 2 years, then the milk, she had the milk for that child, and with that milk, if it is too much, she is feeding another child. So now the father of that child is called the witness father, the woman's husband, who is called owner of that milk. Owner of that milk means that milk is milk of his own baby, his own child. Third, the woman's mother and father and so on up, even her witness parents. So the, not only the father and the mother become the witness father, but they become witness, grandfather and grandmother. Fourth, the woman's children and future children. The woman's children are becoming actually a brother to the to that child who was fed by that woman. So they become a brother and sister by so they become his children and brothers and sisters by feeding, as you call the rida'a. Rida'a is we call witnessing, or by breastfeeding. These the children of that woman's children, and so on down, whether they are her children's children or the children of her witness children. Again, the children of the woman, whether they are real children or they were her children as a witness. So they can become a brother and sister from witness from both places. Since the woman's brothers and sisters, even if they are witness brother and sisters, again, the witness mothers, the brothers and sisters, they become uncle and aunt of that witness baby, and they become naturally mahram. Second, the woman's paternal uncle and aunt, even if they are witness uncle and aunt. So the uncle of the witness mother are uncles of the witness child as well, and they are mahram. Third, the woman's maternal uncle and aunt, even if they are the woman's witness uncle and aunt. So with this we see that the grandparents, the grandchildren, children, parents, uncle, aunt, all becomes mahram. Ninth, the children and so on down of the husband, who is the owner of the milk, even if they are his witness children. So children of the husband, because here there is a common father, so they are brother and sister, and they become witness together. Now even if they are children of the father, they are also witness children, not real children. again they become brother and sister to the witness and child. So a witness child can be also brother or sister to a witness child. Tenth, the mother and father and so on up of the woman's husband, who is the owner of the milk. The grandparents of the woman's husband are as well now mahram for that child. 11, the brothers and sisters of the husband, who is the owner of the woman's milk, even if they are his witness brothers and sisters. So they become the maternal uncle and aunt, even if they are maternal by witness, still they become now mahram to that child. 12, the paternal and maternal aunts and uncles and so on up of the husband, who is the owner of the woman's milk, even if they are witness uncles and aunts. Likewise, others also become mahram by witnessing, as will be stated in the following issues. So, in short, I mean, a witness child becomes practically like a child, you know. So his brothers are brothers and sisters, the mother, the grandmother, paternal, maternal, from the mother's side, from the father's side, the uncles, aunts, grandchildren, all are becoming like him. So as if he becomes a child of that woman. Issue 547. If a woman witnesses a child in accordance to the conditions to be stated in issue 560, the father of that child cannot marry the woman's daughters, nor can he marry the daughters of the husband whom the milk belongs to, even his witness daughters. But it is permissible for him to marry the witness daughters of the woman, though it is better ihtiyatan for him both not to marry them and also not look at them as he would his mahram. Here in witness children, you say for the father of the child, father of the child who was a witness child. Now his or her father, in relation to that mother. Now what is his relation? He said he cannot marry the daughters of the husband whom the milk belongs to. So he became like, because they are brother and sister, who became like his children. About witness daughters of that woman for the father of the child. You know, the child has a father. And then the child become witness child of another mother. Now that another mother, if she had daughters, witness daughters, not real daughters. Now here it's on the father, though if the witness daughters are also sisters to the witness of his daughter, so become like, but you say in this case it is he has to observe ihtiyat in both the places, not to look to her and not to marry her. Issue 548, if a woman witnesses a child in accordance to the conditions stated in issue 560, the husband of that woman whom the milk belongs to does not become mahram for the child's sisters, although it is better ihtiyatan for him not to marry them. And likewise, the household of the husband do not become mahram for the brothers and sisters of the child. Yeah. The issue before, he said the father of the child in relation to the witness of that mother, and here he said the witness child and his relation to the to that woman's husband. Now, the witness child, his brothers and sisters, will they become mahram for the witness father? He said, may not be, but ihtiyar is better. They should observe ihtiyar and he should not marry them. Again, here is on ihtiyar. 549. A woman who witnessed a child does not become mahram for the child's brothers. And the household of the woman do not become mahram for the brothers and sisters of the child she has witnessed. Now, the mother in witness, the child has brothers and sisters. Now, whether the witness mother becomes mahram for the child's brothers, he said, no, she does not become mahram. She is mahram to him because he is a witness child, but his brothers are not witness brother, not witness children. Issue 550, if a man marries a woman and the marriage is consummated, the man can no longer marry a woman who was witnessed by that wife. See, we mentioned this. Now, if somebody married the mother, is he allowed to marry her daughter? The masala is, if somebody marries a mother, is he allowed to marry her daughter? You say, if he has gone to bed with that mother, then even if he divorced the mother, he cannot marry her daughter. I mean, it becomes stepdaughter, not his daughter, naturally. But if he has not gone into bed with her, then, if he divorced her before the marriage is consummated, then in that case, he is allowed to marry her daughter. Now, whether that rule is also applicable for witness, he said yes. If the marriage is consummated, then the stepdaughter also becomes like the daughter of that mother and he cannot marry her. Issue 551, if a man performs the act with a woman, then he can no longer marry a woman by whom that wife was witnessed. The witnessed mother is like mother. So now if he marries a girl, naturally only by aqd, then he can no longer marry her mother or her witness mother, as it is mentioned here. Issue 552, a man cannot marry a woman who was witnessed by his mother or the grandmother. So these are more details. If a woman was witnessed by his mother or his grandmother, then she becomes his sister and he cannot marry her. Issue 553, if the wife of a man's father witnessed a girl with his father's milk, then the man cannot marry that girl. Well, there are certain details and possibilities is mentioned here, and sometimes in life one may face such difficulties, and if the people are not aware of the rules of witness child, they may get into trouble. So if the wife of a man's father witness a girl with the milk of his father, then the man she becomes like a witness to him, because the milk here is of that father. Then he become their witness, brother and sister, and he cannot marry that girl. Because here there is a common father. Common father in the sense that the milk is of that father, so the child is of that father. The milk make the child like son of that father, though he is not son, he is son of somebody else. But become son as a witness son, naturally he will be a brother and sister to his children. Issue 554, if a man performs the aqd with an unweaned baby girl so as to become mahram, for example, and then his mother or grandmother or his father's wife with the milk that belongs to his father breastfeeds that girl, then the aqd is batal. So sometimes the people do aqd, you know, to explain it, sometimes the people do aqd for a child at age of 1 year or 2 years or below that, just for the sake of na-mahram. Now if that aqd is done with a girl and she is unweaned, well, weaning age is at age of 2 years, 24 months. That is the winning age. So before that, if aqd is been done, now that girl becomes his wife. Now if that girl get breastfeeding of that husband's mother or grandmother, so naturally she will become his sister, and then the aqd is batal because the marriage will be with his sister. Issue 555, a man cannot marry a girl who has been witnessed by his sister or his brother's wife with his mother's milk. Now, a girl who has been witnessed by his sister, now he become uncle, maternal uncle for that girl. Or his brother's wife, and the milk is of his brother, and she become daughter of his brother, and he becomes uncle. Naturally, he cannot marry. Issue 556, a man cannot marry a girl who has been witnessed by his nieces or grand nieces. So if he was witnessed by his niece, he said the maternal uncle are mahram, and he become uncle of that witness baby. Issue 557, if a woman witnesses her daughter's child, then that daughter becomes haram for her husband, and the same applies if the woman witnesses the child that her daughter's husband has been a different, has from a different wife. If a woman has a milk and she can witness her daughter's child, now daughter's child means a stepdaughter, not a real daughter of her, otherwise her daughter naturally is daughter of her husband. Now she is a stepdaughter, and the children of the stepdaughter, this woman which nurses her daughter's child, then that daughter becomes haram for her husband. Yes, but here, you know, he let me Okay, stop here. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.